Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of local happenings, events, and general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the Three-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Kix Country 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix Country. This gives you an opportunity to tell family and friends in the surrounding counties and in the surrounding states to listen in through the Del Hala Horizon website at www.delhalahorizon.com. You can click on the link on the Del Hala Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kix Country 101.5 FM. Thank you, Del Hala Horizon, for collaborating with the Clay County Corner and Kix Country to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so get that extra cup of coffee this morning and sit back and get ready to hear about the local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we will hear from Mayor Dale Reagan, Sam Hyder with Joey's Flowers and Gifts, and from Thomas Watson. I want to mention the winners of the Christmas Parade Poster Contest, winning the grand prize and going to get to ride on the fire engine with Santa Claus in the 2013 Christmas Parade to be held on December the 14th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon are Cherokee Upton, Emma Trent, and Lainey Roach. Congratulations to Cherokee, Emma, and Lainey. And another note, don't forget it's basketball season. The junior high games are underway at Hermitage Springs and at the Salina K-8, as well as the CCHS Bulldogs, who will be catching games this Friday and next Tuesday nights. Games begin with the Lady Dogs at 6 o'clock p.m. This Friday night, the Dogs are playing on home court against Monterey, and then next Tuesday they'll be coming up against Gordonsville with game time at 6 o'clock both nights. If you miss supper at home and can't make it to one of our local restaurants before the games, Miss Beverly Cherry and assistants will have good old hot dogs, popcorn, and some delicious fresh baked cookies for you. It's time to hit the gym and support our student athletes. Today's subjects will include information about holiday decorating tips, safety recycling, awareness of safe plant handling, the mistletoe market, the Santa trial, Second Harvest Food Bank, and the Mitten Tree. Now let's have a break for our sponsors, and then we will return with Mayor Dale and the program.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator-made trailers. Gator-made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator-made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator-made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner on 101.5 FM Kicks Country. Our program today will begin with Clay County Mayor Reagan, who's going to be giving us an update on this month's County Commission meeting, which was Monday, this past Monday. Welcome, Mayor Reagan.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. This month's County meeting was this past Monday. Mayor, I think I'll just turn it over to you and let you fill us in.
Well, thank you, Susan. I certainly appreciate it as always. I appreciate the opportunity to get to come and bring everybody, all of our citizens, up to date about the happenings of our county government and everything. As you mentioned, the County Commission met December the 2nd at 6:30 at the government complex here in Salina. And we didn't have a whole lot on the agenda, but then we had several things, too. The notaries, we had two notaries that they took in consideration, and as well as three motions that the commission took in consideration. One of those being they have to approve the minutes of our planning. And also we had a couple of bonds that we had to approve, the superintendent's bond and the tax assessor's bond. And that was a couple of the motions that we had to approve. Resolutions, we had six resolutions on the agenda. Three of those is two of them being pertaining to a budget amendment for the county general. I know a lot of times, I might explain that just a little bit. A lot of folks out there may, well, when you have budget amendments, that means you're spending money.
Yeah.
Well, that's true in a sense and everything, but a lot of the budget amendments that we do and everything is money that the grant funds that comes into the county, and we have to move them around, put them in the, you know, the right position or perspective department that they have to go before they can be paid out of and everything.
Yes.
So, and that's what two of those amendments were. One was the clerk's office and the other the election office and everything,
okay,
where they get some grant funds and stuff. And we did that. And one of the resolutions that we had was to add a road to the 911 map, and the county commission has to do that. We have a 911 board, but the board is the ones that recommend to the commission whenever a road is being named or whatever it may be, you know, like that. And the commissioners, they approve that resolution to add that road to the 911 map. And we also, the county commission, when it comes to county highways and stuff, part in that is to approve roads, add them to the county road map.
Okay.
And that comes from consideration and approval from our highway superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one of those resolutions in the east end of the county down there to add a road to the county road map. And that gives the highway superintendent the authority to go in and take care of that road and everything.
Okay.
There's a lot of guidelines and requirements and stuff that has to be met, you know, in order for the highway commissioner to approve that or to make a recommendation to the court. And once he gets all that done and everything, nine times out of ten, the county commission will approve that road and everything if it meets the requirements that the highway commissioner asked for it to and everything.
I think people don't have a clue how complicated just one, you know, what seems like something simple, adding a small section of road joining one to another could be, but it's not a simple process.
No, it's a process that has to, you know, it has to go through the steps and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, the 911 board, the 911 board has to approve the road name and all that and everything and make that recommendation to the court. And then, of course, the court, it goes back to you know, to approve that. But being a road being added to the county highway map is a pretty good deal.
Yeah,
as far as that goes, because a right-of-way has to be established and all that and everything for the superintendent to be able to go out there and take care of the road and everything like he needs it to be and everything. So,
well, can I ask you, you mentioned the E-911 committee, and I know that they're meeting, I think I've got it down, they're meeting this week, I believe, maybe the, let me look real quick. I had
this coming week.
This coming week, okay. On the 16th, December the 16th. So at that time, they can take submissions for ideas, whatever, for naming that road.
Right.
Is that how that process? And then they would bring it, you said, to the county commission for a final vote?
If there's a road out there, a particular road, just like if you've got a road that you want to, that don't mean it's added to the county highway map,
mm-hmm.
but it has to have a road name.
Okay.
And for emergency services and, you know, for mm-hmm. just partial services, you know, or postal service and, mm-hmm. and all that. And in order to do that, you can't just go out and name a road.
Right.
But you go before the 911 board
okay.
and make your recommendations or your request that mm-hmm. I'd like this road to be named. In the process that they do, they'll advertise that. They'll publicly advertise that they're going to be naming such and such road
mm-hmm.
on the date that they have their meeting. And any interested citizens that, you know, that's interested in that needs mm-hmm. to come to the meeting and either express yay or nay.
Okay.
And so they kind of hash that out. And then once mm-hmm. they come to a determination of what name that road needs to be, then they bring that on to the county commission and
okay.
everything.
So that's pretty much the process,
mm-hmm.
that if somebody's interested in naming
right.
that road, that they need to follow that process.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool.
The other resolutions, we had a resolution to adopt a state 401k plan for the employees.
Okay.
And it's pretty good. It's a pretty good deal. Of course, at this time, the county can't do any matching, but it's it gives the opportunity for all the county employees if they want to participate in that. And it's a new plan that the state Department of Treasury has come up with to offer it across the, you know, for the local government and everything, kind of like their state plan,
mm-hmm.
401k plan, mm-hmm. that a lot of state employees has and everything. So they've extended that out to the local government employees as well and everything.
That is
so
wonderful.
It is, and I think it's something that gives the opportunity for the local government employees, if they want to participate and put mm-hmm. into it, they have that opportunity to
absolutely.
Do that and everything. So the county commission approved that resolution. So
great.
Hopefully in the first of the year, we'll be starting up with the folks from the Department of Revenue or the Department of Treasury will be coming up and meeting with the employees and everything and getting them set up on that, any of them that
mm-hmm.
wish to do that. And also, the last resolution we had was to authorize an application for C grant to apply for another ambulance here in the county
okay.
and everything. So that was one that our CDBG grant is tied up at this time with the Northwest Clay Utility District Water Project. And our only other grant process that we have out there is the ARC. The county's matching part on that would be 20% and everything. So we've submitted an application to the state. Hopefully, good Lord's will and everything, we'll be able
yeah.
to get that.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be able to get another ambulance and everything. At, they usually run in the neighborhood around $175,000
mm-hmm.
and 20%. So mm-hmm. we'd wind up being costing us about $35,000. So $35,000 to get $175,000 unit is to me, it's a pretty good investment.
Absolutely. I would love to be able to do that when I'm out shopping.
Yeah.
Get that good of a discount. That's a wonderful opportunity for the citizens of Clay County, too.
Okay.
Mayor Reagan, we need to take a quick break here,
okay,
and then
sure.
we'll be back with Mayor Reagan.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Kicks Country 101.5 FM. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner. If you're just tuning in, I'm sitting with Mayor Reagan, and now I've got Aaron Salatoro joining us, and he's going to talk about something briefly. But first, we've been discussing the details of the recent county commissioners meeting, and I'm going to let Mayor Reagan take over again.
Sure. Thank you, Susan. And winding it up for the commissioners meeting on December the 2nd, we had a lady that came up from the Department of Revenue, Kathy Smith, which is the Director of Taxpayer Services. Mm-hmm. And most of the businesses around, if they've not already got a notice, they'll be getting a notice and everything. A state, across the state, they passed the, the plan for business tax.
Okay.
So it's going to be a statewide. It has nothing to do with, as far as the county commission and everything, having to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
It was a state decision.
It was an administrative
bill that went across the board and everything that to unify and uniform all the counties across the state. There's only three counties in the state of Tennessee that didn't implement a business tax, and Clay being one, Claiborne being the other, and Morgan the other one. And they passed a bill that, you know, it's mm-hmm. going to be uniform across the board and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be some information coming out to basically all the businesses and everything. And she came up and talked with the county commission to kind of give them heads up and to kind of explain to them why this process took place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an administrative bill recommended by the comptroller's office through the Department of Revenue is why this came about and everything. So our county court clerk's office will be, you know, one that you'll, if you have any questions or anything, of course you can call my office as
mm-hmm.
well, but we've got the numbers to the Department of Revenue, and they recommend us to direct everybody, you know, their questions to them.
Okay.
And they would be able to explain it a little bit better in detail than what we could, but certainly always, you know, give us a call at the office
mm-hmm.
or the county clerk's office as well and everything.
Do you have any idea when that's actually going to go into effect?
It goes into effect January 1, 2014.
Okay.
And it's like a fiscal year from January 1 to December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they consider their
mm-hmm.
fiscal year and everything.
Okay.
So you got, you know, the year to, you know, prepare whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not... there's a lot of details in it and everything, depending on, you know, how much money you as far as retail and stuff that you make.
Mm-hmm.
The amount is very small, but it's one of those laws that was went into effect through the General Assembly and everything. And
yeah.
And it's if you got a business in the state of Tennessee now, you have to have a business license.
And again, like you mentioned, it's not mandated by the county. It's not something that the county has come up with.
It's not a state-mandated bill. Now, the county
law.
Will get some revenue off of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she pretty much explained it. It would probably be like a 60-40.
And, okay.
But like I said, you know, I looked at some of the other counties round about us, and even in Overton County being a fairly larger
mm-hmm.
county than ours, and the revenue that they generate from it is small. But, I mean, you know, that's just, you know, a process through the state that they've implemented on
yeah.
us and everything. But any information, you know, that we can give anybody, we certainly want to extend the invitation out there to give us a call, and we'll certainly get them in touch with the people that they need to,
mm-hmm.
to direct them to and everything. But I don't think it's going to be something that, you know, that everybody says, Lord, I got to get it done, you know. And
right.
they're going to be, and she explained to them, you know, that it's going to be a time-assuming process and everything, and they've certainly... you know, work with anybody and everything.
Yeah. Well, that's good that there's the year to work on it.
Absolutely.
At least.
And an update, I know everybody's been concerned about the jail.
Mm-hmm.
And the commissioners briefly talked a little bit about it Monday night, and they're going to go into more discussion on it the 30th of December, which will be our planning meeting. And probably more likely the first of the year, they're going to decide on who they're going to hire for an architect to be over this project and everything, because it is going to be a long, drawn-out process, mm-hmm. and it has been. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we've been talking about it for about a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. And but it's still going through the design phase and mm-hmm. and then coming down to the preliminary budget on it and everything to figure out exactly what this thing's going to cost us. I know we've had some ideas and everything, but things change, you know. And but they chose the other night to wait till December the 30th to go into discussion on it. And they can't make any decisions on December the 30th, but they can discuss it and everything to prepare for the January meeting and everything, as far as, you know, deciding who they're going to hire for an architect and everything.
Well, without a doubt, there's an urgency to get a new jail because of the conditions of this one, but I appreciate the time that's been spent. You know, all too often we jump into something and we don't get it as right as we can, but taking this length of time and the process of planning is really much to our benefit.
Well, and I know that I've said it, and I know the sheriff has said it many times, and even the commissioners, it's not something that we look forward to having to do or
right.
anything, but we know that it's there, it's not going to go away, and as long as the Lord lets this whole world stand, we're going to be faced with it and everything. So
unfortunately,
we've got to address those problems. And but like you said, I'm a firm believer in. Daddy always taught me, he said, son, ponder on things before you be hasty about them. And the commissioners have been very good in understanding as far as wanting to detail.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff has worked very diligently to try to get information and stuff for us through law enforcement and everything mm-hmm. to do that. We met with the TCI people about 2 weeks ago, I guess it was. And they came up and explained to the commissioners and everything about the details that they were going to be faced with and mm-hmm. regulations and stuff like that. So, yeah, I appreciate the commissioners very much because, mm-hmm. I mean, they're serious about this, but they're serious and they know that taxpayer dollars is the one that's mm-hmm. going to, you know, be involved in this and everything. So, but it's a big decision.
It is.
And we need to try our very best to do it right mm-hmm. one time. Hopefully, Lord be our helper and everything. We'll get that done.
Yeah, we don't want to have to be faced with challenges after it's erected and we move into it. We want to try to get it all as well as we can to start with.
That's true. And if I may, before you run me off here, on a pleasant note, and we working. It's real. I know it's Festus looking up here and everything, mm-hmm. you know, and. Of course, around the offices and stuff and everything, but it's been very busy around my office down there because we're getting ready for one of the things that I consider a very enjoyable part of my job and everything uh-huh. is our Christmas tree ornament contest that we run with the school system and everything and through the Department of Solid Waste and my office down there TDOT grants that we get through that we're able to do this and everything. So. As I left the office this morning, Lisa is working real hard on trying to come up with a theme and everything for that, and she was kind of torn between the theme of a farm, I think it was a farm Christmas, and Angel on High. So the kids can take that and use anything to do with recycling, anything they can come up with recycling to make ornaments to hang on the tree.
Oh.
And hopefully, you know, if you have the opportunity, I think it's going to be next week.
Mm-hmm.
In the next week, I believe, is when we're going to do it on a Friday. Friday the 13th, I think, is what she told me. So if you have the opportunity, down around the government complex, the community center,
mm-hmm.
Come down and be with us and everything, because it's amazing what them little fellas comes up with.
I can only imagine.
So we certainly want to extend the invitation to everybody to come out and be with us on that. Mm-hmm. I know Jeff's excited about it through the Solid Waste Department, and certainly my office and everything is very much so. And I just want to extend and wish everybody a very Merry Christmas from my family to you, to all those out there and everything, and a very safe and happy New Year's.
Thank you so much, Mayor Reagan. Now, this is Friday the 13th. About what time?
It's usually around 2 o'clock.
Around 2 o'clock?
Time,
okay.
You've got to get time to get them all in. The boys goes out and they collect them and everything and bring them back down to the office, and
mm-hmm.
we'll spread them out there on the glass displays and
okay.
stuff. And we have... folks that has nothing to do with my office or even Jeff's office or anything, that does the judging and everything. So
I get you off the hook there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a very difficult decision to make.
Oh, it is.
Because I can imagine the talent that comes through on those ornaments. Well, thank you so much, Mayor,
thank
you for the well wishes, and we wish all the county commission and you and your office and your staff a wonderful and happy, safe holiday season, too.
Well, thank you all. I appreciate
Merry
very
Christmas.
Much for the opportunity to get to be here again, and I appreciate the radio station and all the Randy and all the folks, John and all of them, for giving us the opportunity to do this. Thank you.
It is wonderful for the county. Before we break, I've got Alan Salatoro here, and we actually were hoping to make an announcement today about what was it called? The Outdoor Channel was planning a visit to Clay County and Delhalla Lake. And they were going to, on the channel it's called Fishing University.
That's right.
And we were going to have this big event this Sunday, but Alan has an announcement to make. It actually just came out in both of our local papers about it, but we've got a change of plans.
Unfortunately, we've been informed yesterday by the vice president of the Outdoor Channel that the scheduled filming of the Fishing University program on Dale Hollow Lake has been canceled due to inclement weather forecasts for this region, and will be rescheduled possibly for a date in January 2014. Related to that announcement, the meet and greet event scheduled for this coming Sunday evening at the Chamber of Commerce has been canceled as well, and also will be rescheduled to coincide with the January filming of the Fishing University program on Dale Hollow Lake. And we regret this, but we can't ask anyone to take additional risk when traveling out of state. It's really unfortunate, and especially after the announcements have been made and people's hopes have been up high, and
but we can hope for January.
Absolutely.
Good weather in January,
and as much rain, and it should be a great event.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful thing to come to our beautiful Delhalla Lake, Mayor Reagan. We've had so many things that we've tried to get here and actually are very successful at. But this is just a bump in the road, I guess.
It is, and I mean, it's a great opportunity for us and everything because this event is coming here to our county, and which we all know, when it comes to our lake and everything, I think we've got one of the greatest ones in the world and everything. But anyway, even though the weather is a little unpredictable here in where we live, because I've always heard that old saying, if you don't like the way the weather is, just hang around a day or two. It's going to change on you. So
that's a fact.
But anyway, great place to spend the holidays for sure and everything. Not real excited about the ice, but I love to see snow and everything.
I do, too. I love
beautiful
the weather.
Part of the country to have a snow and everything.
Let it snow. It's my philosophy. On that Fishing University thing, though, just for you guys out there to be thinking about it, the hosts that are involved with that are Charlie Ingram and Ray Brazier, and they would have been joined by at this week, and it may be somebody different in January, but they were planning to be joined by the Bassmaster Elite Series pros, John Cruz and Mike McClellan. So, these are big fishing professionals, and it's such an opportunity for those of you out there who are anglers that would want to meet and greet these guys. So be thinking about that. That's coming up eventually. It will happen. It's just not this week. So be thinking about that for January. And at this time, we're going to take another break for our sponsors.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. we will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
We are back with the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. And I now have with me Mr. Sam Hyder from Joey's Gifts in Salina. Sam, welcome to the Clay County Corner.
Well, thank you, Susan. I'm glad to be here today, and I enjoy this little town of Salina and glad to be a citizen of this area now.
Well, thank you, and we're glad to have you. We're always welcoming new people to come into our quaint little town on the Delhalla Lake. Sam, it's always a challenge. I know that you're going to be helping us out with some great ideas, and it's always a challenge to get ready, and at least it is for me, for the holidays and for Christmas decorating. And I like to be creative. Everybody else does. You want to be creative and mix the old and the new. And I'm just wondering, what pieces of advice can you give us regarding decorating?
Well, these days, with a lot of our people in the military, it's always great to keep things that are from our past. Our childhood decorations, it's neat to go to Mom's house and see those things on the tree.
Absolutely.
You can still add in today's touch, today's theme or style. And I see by your glasses you're quite a colorful lady, so I imagine your tree is quite colorful. traditional red, greens, and golds are, of course, always the favorite. But every year there is a color that is released by Pantone, which is the color of the year.
Okay.
The best way to follow that is through clothing. Whenever you see clothing that is like last year, this beautiful peacock blue-green, those are going to be the colors that are going to fall into the Christmas trends for decorating.
Okay.
So it's kind of a good sign ahead of the game to what to look for whenever you're out there shopping for those things.
Well, that's a good tip to know. I hadn't even associated the two things together. But, yeah, you're exactly right.
Oh, yes. Clothing really sets the market for a lot of things. If you look at it, even China, furniture, and so on.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, how can you make a splash and still remain within a budget? You know, you wanna go with the new, and but without a doubt, I love what you said about the childhood ornaments and all those things, keeping those familiar things within the family. But how can you stay within a budget and then still make a splash with the new stuff?
Oh, the easiest way to stay within a budget is, of course, ribbons and wrapping. Those two things, if you simply change those, can really change the entire look of a tree. Simple ribbon treatment in a different fashion. Instead of weaving it down the tree, spiral it around it. Cut it in pieces. Implement it that way.
And tuck them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make nests out of them. Anything that is round offers a symbol of welcoming. So when you add that shape into a tree, a wreath shape, it is a sign of comfort and welcome. So put your ribbons in that fashion. If you've used a lot of color, try a simple brown paper wrapping with maybe fresh Christmas greens to bring that scent or fragrance in. Those kind of things accent the sense of smell instead of our visual, which also changes the way we look at things.
Yeah, absolutely. You can just feel a different aura when you walk into a house and you smell the little bit of pine or the little bit of cinnamon or something. You do. You get a different feeling, and it's absolutely a comfort and homey.
Exactly. You know, those packages that are under the tree, even if the paper is simple or your ribbon is simple, maybe you've got it with an ornament that you've had from years gone by that may not be in the perfect condition. I always tell people, for their tree, choose three sizes of ornaments, large, medium, small.
Mm-hmm.
Place your larger ornaments inward, your smaller ornaments on the ends of the branches.
Mm-hmm.
It makes decorating the tree easy. And always retire a few ornaments. If you add ornaments every year, then retire a few. Put them in a big bowl or hang them from the chandelier. Any of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to just use the tree. And,
exactly.
And I've been, I guess you could say, guilty of doing that before, because you don't want to completely remove them, but you do want to alter the theme a little bit sometimes. And I know that I've been noticing on Facebook, that's one of our biggest social media pages right now,
exactly,
or sources, but I've been noticing, and I've been doing this for years now, having a tree in every room. And each tree is differently themed, and it's so fun if you're a new mother, especially to start the year, start your first year with baby's first Christmas in a photo. And I've got my kids, probably they're 23 now, but I still put a photo of each year on a certain tree. So, you know, some of those traditional things, and you can start traditions.
Exactly.
When you start a new family.
Those kind of things is what makes families. So when we start those things and continue those things, teach our children to continue those things, then we have a great family bond. The holiday always brings that together. One of the things we do at home is we take our Christmas cards from last year, put them in a photo album. They are put out, and as the holiday starts approaching, we look back on those cards and those friends from last year. This gives us a feeling of, hey, there's people out there that do care about it.
Right.
So having those things around like that to look really helps out.
Well, all of that just promotes warmth.
Oh, yes.
Warmth
most
and
definitely.
Comfort, without
absolutely.
A doubt. Sam, you mentioned when we were kind of talking on the phone yesterday, you mentioned something that I have not heard, and I loved that phrase. You said repurpose, reuse, and recycle. I know all about recycling, you know, but not all about it, but repurpose and reuse and recycle. Can you elaborate a little bit about that?
Right. We always have a lot of things around the home, especially during the holiday season, that always gets stuck up in the attic or out in the garage or down in the basement, and it's just not simply pulled out and used. If we can recondition those things, fluff them up, and put them to use somewhere, great. If we can't, then we need to pass them to another family member who may be in need of those items. And if there's not a family member, what about a senior center or a shut-in or one of those kind of people that may need some kind of decoration? Sometimes it's not a lot. It's just a little bit of glitter, and an ornament makes a big difference when it comes to the season.
It does, and in these, unfortunately, in these economic times with such tightening of the budget, some people can't go out, especially new families, maybe young new families. They can't go out and purchase a lot of the things that they see, and it's everywhere. There's just beautiful decorations that are everywhere to grab, and it's hard to pass them by and know that you can't grab those. So sharing those with others, giving those to others is it's in the spirit of Christmas too.
Right. It also helps those people establish a form of tradition. You can pass your tradition down to another group of people, get them excited in what you're doing. In doing that, I always suggest give things in groupings. Whenever you have one alone, it's just one alone. If you got three or four, then we feel family and union. So put a group of things together and give it away.
Yeah, it could make the difference between a happy holiday and not to some people. Well, Sam, hang on. We gotta take a sponsor break, and we'll be back with more about the holiday decorating tips and other things, too.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator-Made trailers. Gator-Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator-Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator-Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
And we're back to the Clay County Corner. I have with me Sam Hyder from Joey's Flowers and Gifts. And if you're just joining us, we've been getting some decorating tips, and we're going to continue on that note. I do want to say, though, I'll probably mention this again at the end, but remember that we put this broadcast also on the DellHollerHorizon.com website. So if you've missed any of this, if you're just now tuning in, then you can certainly get on that website and pull up this broadcast probably the beginning of next week. So, Sam, we have been talking about repurpose, reuse, and recycle. Anything else you want to?
Well, we don't want our landfills full of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of these materials are metal and glass. So there are means in the county for recycling those goods.
Mm-hmm.
So please, I urge you out there, take those items and put them there. If not, bring them by your local florist.
Mm-hmm.
That shop will put them to use some way, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So never throw those items away. Really, the only thing that should go in there is things that are just strictly biodegradable.
Mm-hmm.
If it's inert and it's going to break down and still be there, then it doesn't need to go there.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be put back to use.
And, you know, where would this fit? Well, maybe all of them. But I've gotten so many of those mechanical toys. And after a while, they just quit working. You know, the music stops, and I've done a lot and kept them going for a long time. But they're still really cute. You know, you don't have to discard them or something just because the batteries no longer make them run or something. You can use them as sit-arounds and all that, too. So there's so many different ways, so many ways. And then taking florals off of the styrofoam and redoing those with the new colors that have come out.
Exactly. When it comes to styrofoam, that's one of the things that's always been kind of touchy for me. A lot of people don't think of that ingredient in their floral product. It is
mm-hmm.
made out of petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
It's a petroleum-based product. It is flammable.
Mm.
When it's burned, it releases a lot of dangerous things into our atmosphere.
Wow.
So it is something that needs to take caution instead of just being tossed in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It really should be recycled.
Mm-hmm.
Since it is from petroleum,
mm-hmm.
it can be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, well, that's good to know, too. Yesterday we discussed, this is going to be interesting because it was another new term you gave me. We discussed the awareness of killer plants. What are some of these plants? Tell us what you mean by that, and what are some of these plants that we might bring into our homes, and how can we protect against them?
Well, I tell you, I was walking down a street here in the city this past summer, and there was a plant growing in a lady's yard. It was castor oil. Castor beans, very pretty plant, bright red leaves, looks kind of like a maple from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We see them a lot in gardens, very large plant, maybe 6-7 foot tall. It would only take 3 beans the size of a marble
mm-hmm.
to kill a human my size, your size. Just 3 of those.
Wow.
There are dangerous things that come from there, like rising gas that's used by the military and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have castor oil
mm-hmm.
that comes from there that helps us with digestion and so
true.
On.
True. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things out there. Beautiful blue delphinium, when it comes to us, it is stripped of its foliage. Its foliage is used in making Coumadin. It's a blood thinner.
Mm-hmm.
So if you eat it, internal bleeding, convulsions, and you die.
Mm-hmm.
But the flower itself is a very, very beautiful blue flower. So, you know, we have to make ourselves aware in this industry, especially when someone is putting it near children or food. Watch out. This may not be what you want to do there. When it comes to plants, every plant that's out there by law in the U.S. has to have some kind of research done on it to see what the level of danger it is there.
Mm-hmm.
Most flower shops will know that knowledge. If not, they've got a book that will tell them. This plant does not need to be around children, small pets, birds. You know, so check with us if you've got a few of those things around. Chevalera, cats.
Mm-hmm.
It's a killer for cats, you know.
Cats are so curious. They're going to get all over it, probably.
Right now, climbing
they'll climb
the
up your Christmas trees.
But, you know, those kind of things, through the years, I've done it for 38 years, and I read a lot. Television was not my thing. So in studying these things, you know, you learn, keep these away from the kids, keep these away. There's other things that you can do if you must have. Simple treatment, borax and water, half and half. Put it in a bottle and mist the plant. It'll put a coat of wax sealer on the plant, which to the touch may help a person that is allergic, say, for instance, poison ivy, sumac, one of those things. If you spray it with this wax treatment, handle it without being affected by it because it's covered from you.
That is a really good thing to know. I've never heard that before, and I would definitely want to add and spray on my plants. I want to apologize. I've actually had a phone here buzzing. I apologize for that. We were all looking and searching, trying to find out where the noise was coming from. You also mentioned yesterday, we had such a good, fun discussion, but you mentioned an unpleasant event regarding an upcoming bridal event that you were going to be working with and a pretty serious allergic reaction.
Oh,
can you tell
yes.
our listening audience about that and the dangerous possibilities of allergic reactions by humans to plants?
Correct. This bride-to-be, her favorite flower, black-eyed Susan, absolutely adored them. Mother always had them in the yard. It was a must for her fall wedding, mixed with some berries and other things. She had no idea to the foliage of the flower. She was extremely allergic. Within 10 minutes, her eyelids had inverted, her lips had... She was breaking out in a red rash, heaves and sweats. Completely uncontrollable. She had no idea she was allergic. So always, if you've got your favorite flower out there, do a little research on that thing. We try to, whenever we're delivering it, for example, lilies. A lot of people are allergic to lilies. They're so fragrant. Their pollen source is so large. So we try to find out, is this person allergic? You know, is there something we can put in its place that looks similar to?
Right. Things that we... on the other side of the beauty from the flowers, don't think about all the time. We just see it and we think, oh, I want that. Can you fix me a bouquet? Or can you deliver this to my mother or my sister or birthdays, friends? And we need to be aware of those things. So,
you know, one of the things that gets me is my favorite flower is dianthus. Of course, dianthus is the scientific name for carnation. I love that fragrance because it reminds me of the first shop I ever worked in at the age of 14. Those little old ladies tricked me into this industry, and I'm still here. But that flower, a lot of people don't like it because the first thing that clicks in their mind is funeral. Next time, think of this, Chanel No. 5. The main oil ingredient in creating that particular perfume by a company called Avion. It's carnation oil.
Okay, well,
so
different perspective on a flower, on a beautiful flower anyway. What about dangers of pet allergies or you mentioned the Chevalier plant. Are there any others? I know little ones in my house a lot right now, too, you know, And when we were talking a while ago, I just wanted to mention that the leaves drop off the flowers, too. So when you know that you're going to have a two-year-old or a one-and-a-half-year-old that's crawling around in your house, you need to be very careful to pick those things up, because what the babies do, they put everything straight to their mouth. Yeah, so.
And right now we've got that dangerous, beautiful tropical plant, the poinsettia.
Oh, yes,
that
yes.
White, milky sap.
Mm-hmm.
The secret is, if it's got a sticky sap to it, like the poinsettia or like the daffodil,
mm-hmm.
which is a clear, sticky sap,
mm-hmm.
anything that has that sticky sap to it most likely is going to be poisonous to a pet or a child.
Okay.
So when you have those things, make sure that they're out of reach.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? We may not be aware sometimes when we've had these unexplained little rashes or things that pop up on our hands.
Exactly.
It's probably from something like that, and we don't even know it. Hopefully it's a mild
right now,
mild
my
reaction.
Eyes and my hands are experiencing the world of evergreens.
I can imagine.
I'm allergic to all the evergreens
out
there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what about pesticides and insecticides? What do we need to
I always
be
encourage
aware of?
A person, whenever they're using those kind of things at home,
mm-hmm.
use something that is a natural-based product. For example, pine oil or orange oil, any of those kind of things are going to be a natural product that you can treat a lot of plants with that will get rid of a lot of those critters. Also, another thing is a critter against a critter. You know, there's some bugs that are very territorial and will scare away some of those that we definitely don't want, but
mm-hmm.
we can tolerate the other one.
Right,
so
a little
speak.
Bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is, if you've got the plants that have a furry leaf to them, for example, an African violet, some begonias or geraniums, plants, whenever you're treating them with these products, treat them from the top surface of the
mm.
leaf instead of the underside,
mm-hmm.
because the top surface is going to take in the carbon, release the oxygen from the bottom side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the way it works.
Hmm. So they're each unique.
Oh, yes.
And very different, and have very, very special attributes, or I'm not sure what the opposite word is for attributes, but there are good and bad
exactly.
with all of our plants
that's
and our plant
definitely.
Life. So I'm going to say, if I have a question about one, I know who I'm going to call.
Please do. You know, if you don't call us, call one of those shops. Call
yes,
one
yes.
of these
call
major
mm-hmm.
hardware stores, Lowe's,
mm-hmm.
one of those places, they carry the plants. They'll have someone educated in their staff or
mm-hmm.
your local nursery. They
mm-hmm.
should know also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Sam, is there anything else? I think we tried to cover as much as we discussed yesterday. Have we missed anything?
Just remember, if you've got something out there that you're allergic to, mm-hmm. use that treatment of floor wax and half water.
Absolutely.
Think of the fresh-cut flower as a vein. You don't want an air clot, which is like a blood clot, so keep it in a good water source. Remember, bacteria multiplies every 15 seconds. So keep the water changed at least every 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and your flowers will last you a lot longer.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sam. Sam has come to us from Joey's Flowers and Gifts, and again, if you caught the tail end of this and you thought, oh, I wish I'd been listening, then we're going to have it on the Delhall Horizon website. Just go to their webpage and you can pick this broadcast up again from 101.5 FM and catch what you may have missed. Or if there was something you didn't quite understand or get at all, then listen to that website. We're going to take another station break and then we'll be wrapping up.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back to Kiki's Country. Returning with me now is Thomas Watson, my partner in crime. I mean, my partner on the radio. Thomas is a guest today, and we want to learn about some extra activities that he's got coming up in December. If you've not been to town since yesterday, then you need to drive into town. What's happening on the courthouse square?
This morning, we're putting up some wreaths around on the courthouse. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we got the Christmas tree up, got some decorations done on it. And while I'm thinking, we want to invite people to come by any time between now and Saturday or any time between now and Christmas, mm-hmm. if they've got some type of special ornament they'd like to put on the tree, mm-hmm. to come out by, and we'll put that on there in memory of someone, in honor of someone, anything special they've got that they want to make the tree personally theirs.
Very good.
And also, we've got coming up Saturday, Mistletoe Market here in the courthouse. I know we've got a number of vendors coming in, and mm-hmm. hopefully the weather's going to cooperate with
us. Yes.
And we'll get everyone in here. And we've got, I know Barbara Boone is baskets. Mm-hmm. We've got a wood carver coming in. We've got a local person that cuts the jewelry out of the coins. He's going to have a booth here.
Uh-huh.
And I think you're going to set up a booth here.
I'm planning to do something with painted dishes.
So, I think Roy Henson is going to be back with his antique toy collection. I think maybe he's bringing some of his daughter's pottery.
I hope so.
I think she can't make it. She's on a part-time mail carrier or something or other, Macon
goodness.
County, and works on Saturdays.
Oh.
But we've got a whole bunch of people lined up. And real quickly, the play is right now upon us again.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets are on sale at the two banks and over at the chamber. And if you want a ticket, they're $5. They are limited.
Folks, I'm going to tell you, I've already had to go to Thomas for more. I got 20 to start with. They're gone, and I've had to hit him up with some more. So
you need to get them pretty quick. And
mm-hmm.
cause, like I said, we are limited here in the courthouse, but it's a wonderful experience for people to come by and be a part of and take part in. We have all local actors that are working hard. We're deeply in rehearsal right now, getting ready. Getting ready for the opening night, which is December the 14th, about
mm-hmm.
7 o'clock. And I think that's the same day as the Christmas parade.
The Christmas parade.
And also,
is.
I think the Cancer Society group is doing something after the Christmas parade with an honorarium on a Christmas tree that they have.
They
so
mm-hmm.
we have got all kinds of things going on right here in Salina. You don't have to go anywhere else.
That's exactly right.
We've got it all right here. And I know coming up also Saturday, after we get through with the Mistletoe Market, we're going to have the official lighting of the Christmas tree out on the courthouse yard.
Now, where'd the tree come from? We got a special tree, I think.
Beth and Mike Gentry.
Mm-hmm.
This tree, I think, was donated by Andy Black.
Yes, that used to live here years ago.
He has a nursery service over in McMinnville, and the tree, he gets trees out of the Carolinas and brings them by.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the tree came from. And yesterday, I know Beth was here most of the day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the decorations on it. I know Jason Coons made a bunch of decorations to go on the tree, some
mm-hmm.
permanent-type decorations that won't fall off and destroy themselves. So we've got a bunch of stuff going on. It's just an exciting time here in Salina around the historic Clay County Courthouse Square here. So we'd like to invite everyone out here and come join us, and you will have a good time, we promise you.
Absolutely. And the courthouse last year was beautiful. We had all of the live florals on the outside.
Same thing
again.
And
it was just beautiful.
And it's nearly beautiful now. We've got
it's
part of them
there.
Up, and we'll have the rest of them up, hopefully. We will have them up probably in the next day or so, and everything will be ready to go.
Yeah. And you mentioned Beth and Mike, and I know I saw Frances out there working too.
She is in charge of this, getting the courthouse itself decorated. Has a great eye for this thing and
mm-hmm.
does a wonderful job. Couldn't do it without her.
And we want to thank, too, Sheriff Boone. He's given us a donation of some help.
Yes, Sheriff and Frances mm-hmm. and Beth yesterday, and a bunch of great guys coming up for helping us out. So we're, with all of this cooperation and everything going on, we're going to have a great, great country Christmas here around the courthouse. It will be Christmas at the courthouse here in Salina.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.